On the agenda, I believe this presentation was listed as new developments in audio. If I actually did that, first of all, I'd have to know a lot more than I know. And second of all, I think I'd be here for hours. What I'm going to talk about instead is the journey that I went on to find the kind of headphones I thought I would need. Now, I started out when I first got my iPhone, which I'm kind of a new guy to iPhones. I didn't do this until last November, the end of November, beginning of December. And it became very clear to me early on that I was going to need some way to listen to the phone other than through the speaker because, you know, let's face it, you're on a bus, you're doing whatever you're doing, and people really don't want to hear that jazz. And I was reading books and doing a lot of things that were requiring me to listen to the phone more than people normally would. Well, I started out with a pair of wired Sennheiser headphones, which I like very much. They've got a great sound. I ruled out earbuds because I just don't like them. I've never found any that fit, and I don't like the idea of using the ones that go way down inside your ears for a lot of reasons. I've heard horror stories about ear infections, and although I'm not prone to those, I don't want to find out what it feels like to be prone to those. So I ruled out earbuds, and I didn't want to use my Sennheisers for everything because in a lot of cases, I don't want my ears covered. So I looked around and asked people and finally came up with a single earpiece, the Plantronics Voyager PLT52 or something like that. It ends in 52. When I get home, I'll consult my Amazon orders and things so that I can give you the right model number on that and the price. This is a headset that it has a microphone in it. It fits over one ear, and there's a little round piece that fits inside that, not in the ear canal itself, but kind of in that area right outside the ear canal, you know, on the outer part of your ear. There's a microphone that swings down and goes along the side of your jaw, and it worked very well. It's in fact, I use it a lot. Whenever I go anywhere, I take it with me so that, you know, people are not hearing what my phone is doing, but I can hear very well what's happening so that if I'm out on a busy street, I can call Uber, I can call do whatever, you know, any of that kind of stuff that I want to. When I get in the car, I can hear the announcements of when we're arriving. If I wanted to, I guess I could invoke GPS to find out if the Uber driver is taking me where I want to, and, you know, any kind of things I want. Or I can sit there and read a book and, you know, not bother anybody. I like that particular headphone. Fast forward to July of this year, and I went to the ACB convention, as I do every year, and started looking at Aira. And I decided that although it's nice to be able to use Aira from your phone, I really wanted to have the glasses. Well, this created an interesting problem because now I'm trying to put the glasses on, which have a set of Bose, and I'm also trying to put this earphone on, my single, you know, one-ear headset. And it's kind of getting tangled up in the arms of the glasses, and they sort of fit, but it's, you know, and the Aira rep goes, ooh, that doesn't seem like a good solution, and I couldn't help but agree. So I come back home, and I think about the problem some more, and clearly I got to do something, because I want something that is not going to cover my ears. We're not going to earbuds. Again, the single earpiece isn't really working like the way I want it to. Well, I did a little looking around, and I found this stuff called wearable speakers. And Bob Hache had come up to my house, and he brought a set of Bose Soundware Companion. And Soundware is SoundWear, which is not the way I would have thought to spell it, but it makes sense. And I put it on, and I liked it. It sounded pretty good. Oh, I tried some bone conduction headphones, and I'm really not a big fan of bone conduction headphones. Number one, I don't think they're terribly comfortable. Number two, you've got the same issue with the arms of the headphone getting caught up in the glasses. Number three, you've got this piece that goes around the back of your head, which means that if you don't sit the right, if you sit the wrong way in a chair, you're likely to knock the headset off your head. Just a lot of things that and I didn't like the sound of them too much. And I tried a couple of pairs of those, and it said, well, this is not really the solution. But I looked at the Bose, and I thought, boy, you know, for close to $300, that's a lot to pay for a bunch of headphones. But I really kind of thought that might be the solution that I wanted. And so I found a used pair online and got it for $150, which was okay with me. I didn't mind spending that, but I didn't want to spend $300. What this thing looks like, it's kind of flat, but it's kind of bent thing that sits on your shoulders, and it's constructed in such a way that it kind of curves around your shoulder and kind of goes around the back of your neck. And it's got a speaker on each side of your head that is pointed right up toward your ears. So what you get is a nice sounding speaker that doesn't blast away everybody, but it doesn't cover your ears either. And I found that to be a very nice solution. And I think, you know, if you're willing to pay the price. Now, there are other wearable speakers that cost less money, but the battery life isn't as good and the sound isn't as good. And I kind of wanted to get the best of all possible worlds here. I went with the Bose. Now, the only downside that I can see is that, you know, for those of you who like to rock out with whatever you're listening to, it's probably not a good idea. I'm going to try something in this room. I'm going to... And it says the battery is 100%, which is nice, so it has speech to talk to me. And now it's connected to my iPhone. It said connected to Steven's iPhone, and that must be me, because I don't know anybody else who it would be. One of the weird things that happens now with iOS 13 is that the voiceover stuff still comes through the main phone. Play. Ah, here we go. Now we're playing. Except it wasn't Jerry Rafferty, but that's okay. Doesn't really matter. Now I'm playing something that's at a pretty comfortable volume for me. Can anybody hear anything in the room? Yeah. See, and so here's the problem. If I decide I want to really rock out to this music, well. Yeah, see, so you kind of have to be careful with these, or you'll end up sharing your music with everybody.
Where are they right now in relation to your ears?
Yeah. They are sitting on my shoulders, and they are probably about, I'd say, 3 inches below my ears.
Sound? Well, because, you know, you have other stuff going on. Is it as good as, like, with, you know, regular wraparound?
I think it is. That is the Bose Soundwear Companion. As I say, there are cheaper wearable speakers. I expect that they work on pretty much the same principle, although I don't know whether you would like them as well. The reviews I saw, I was a little bit leery of buying them because they said that, you know, they're kind of bass shy. And I said, well, okay, you know, that was the same problem I ran into with the bone conduction headphones. So if I don't like it in the bone conduction headphones, I'm not going to like it with these. I took the other option, which was to find some used ones and, you know, just went for it.
And you actually turned the bass down, Steve.
I did. I like good deep bass, but one thing I find with almost all Bose products is that they tend to be a little bit boomy, you know, in the mid-bass. And as soon as you connect these to your phone, it asks you if you want to install an app. And the biggest reason to install the app is because there are settings that you can change to configure the phone. And one of the settings is to be able to cut the bass. So especially if you're listening to a lot of voices, podcasts, NLS books and stuff like that, you may not want all that booming bass. So
is the app fairly accessible?
Yes, it is. I suspect that you could probably download that app and put it on your phone if you wanted to play with it, but I didn't do it until I got the phone, because actually if you try to do that, it's going to nag you about the fact that your device can't be found and some other stupid stuff. So, you know, you don't really want to do that. That's my adventure with headphones, guys. Cool.